Green Scene on the Pat Kenny Show with AIB, offering Irish businesses practical knowledge and support to become more sustainable. AIB, for the life you're after.
Award season stateside, and despite there being no ceremonies as the LA wildfires continue, we're going to continue our look at awards on Inside Hollywood with Lisa Cannon. And this week we're looking at those who have returned or refused major awards. Lisa, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. It's been a very strange week since we last spoke last week. And of course, everybody knows the LA fires are raging and raging still. So an image was shared there over the last few days. Robert Redford had posted of the Oscars and an Oscar lane in ashes. And it's a symbolism, I suppose, of where Hollywood is and where is Hollywood going to go. So I suppose today I just wanted to kind of showcase the people's anti-establishment and what's going to happen with Hollywood moving forward, because there's talk of maybe using the Oscars as a telethon to raise money for those in need and firefighters, etc. But there's many of those who are saying there should be no Oscars, an anti-establishment move, you know, the verbose kind of bloated sense of narcissism needs to stop, and maybe we don't have an Oscar. So today we're talking about those who have returned their awards, and although it's kind of shredded in controversy, I think it's kind of interesting. It's a good topic to talk about
today. Let's go back to 1973 and the Oscar which Marlon Brando turned down.
Absolutely. So everybody knows, of course, that he won Best Actor for The Godfather in 1973. But the reason he refuted it was that he was in protest of Hollywood's treatment of the Native Americans. And he sent a Native American activist, that's Sasheen Littlefeather, to decline the Oscar on behalf of the ceremony. It's a really, really interesting clip because Brando feels that the film industry was complicit in the mistreatment of them. But here she is walking on stage and she's booed.
Marlon Brando in The Godfather.
Accepting the award for Marlon Brando and The Godfather, Miss Sasheen Littlefeather.
Hello, my name is Sasheen Littlefeather. I'm Apache and I'm president of the National Native American Affirmative Image Committee. I'm representing Marlon Brando this evening, and he has asked me to tell you in a very long speech, which I cannot share with you presently because of time, but I will be glad to share with the press afterwards, that he very regretfully cannot accept this very generous award. And the reasons for this being are the treatment of American Indians today by the film industry. Excuse me. And on television, in movie reruns, and also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee. I beg at this time that I have not intruded upon this evening, and that we will, in the future, our hearts and our understandings will meet with love and generosity. Thank you on behalf of Marlon Brando.
It's interesting there that she referred to Indians, which of course you wouldn't do now, you'd say Native Americans. Mm-hmm. What was the impact of all of that? Did it make any difference?
It actually did. And I mean, 50 years on, we're still talking about it. It's the most, I suppose, important societal impact an actor's ever made in Hollywood history. I mean, you know, he's remembered as a legend, but more importantly, the Native Americans got a voice, a platform. Marlon Brando said there was 5 million people watching that night, and he felt if he could only do that, that he had done something great. And he said, I suppose they're booing me as I interrupted their fantasy with a little reality.
Moving on, Golden Globe turned down by Richard Gere. Why?
Yeah, Richard Gere, he's very vocal when it comes to the Tibetan community, and he gave back his Golden Globe Award for Pretty Woman in 1993 because he felt that essentially the Tibetan people were on a stance and that they had political oppression and the US weren't conforming and helping them. So he's an advocate for the Tibetan independence and he returned the award.
Another Golden Globe turned down by Tom Cruise. Why?
Yeah, Tom Cruise at this point, maybe people will remember 2021, it wasn't that long ago, he returned his 3 Golden Globes, Born on the 4th of July, Jerry Maguire and of course Magnolia, because he felt that there wasn't any transparency in terms of the black community, that only out of the 87 representatives of the Hollywood Foreign Press, there was no black people represented by the community there, all white. So it was amidst widespread criticism that he gave them back. But I suppose the Hollywood Foreign Press had to do something about it, and did.
And then there are those who had awards stripped from them, notably Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey, and nobody's surprised at this one, of course, for his sexual misconduct. And even though he had many honours, including House of Cards, it was a SAG award, he actually had to give back that accolade as well. So that was, of course, Kevin Spacey, and I don't think anything's ever returned to him in quite the same manner as well. But many, many others have had awards stripped. Harvey Weinstein, I'm sure nobody's surprised by that one as well. But Woody Allen is the big one as well.
Now, Woody Allen never bothered much with the Oscars, even though at one point in the not too distant past, he was a prolific filmmaker with many people queuing up to offer him awards.
Yeah. Woody Allen, I've interviewed him actually in Cannes. He's very difficult to interview, but he's very, very interesting. And he actually plays jazz on a Monday night in his local New York club. And he decided that's where I'm going to be on a Monday night because the Oscars fell on a Monday. He does not like Hollywood. He has no interest in the bloated overstance of awards and narcissism. He is very much detached from the Hollywood culture altogether. And he says, I do not believe in awards. I think they're all very silly. Who's to say that one performance is better than another? Now, he's never actually attended the Oscars. He just won't go. But he did go only to help the New York filmmakers after the 9/11 attacks. But he felt that that was not about receiving award, but about supporting New York City. We have a clip just about Woody Allen and I suppose his take on why the awards ceremony should be rejected and refuted.
I think what you get in awards is favoritism. I mean, people can say, well, my favorite movie was Annie Hall, but the implication is that it's the best movie. And I don't think that's possible. I don't think you can make that judgment, except for track and field, you know, where one guy runs and you see that he wins, then it's okay. I won those when I was younger, and those were nice, because I knew I deserved them.
Woody Allen.
Typical Woody Allen.
In track and field. Hard to imagine Woody Allen winning in track and field, but yeah. There you go. Winona Ryder, and this is a very different kind of situation.
Yeah, look, you know, and I suppose they make boo-boos, celebrities. They're like, you know, they're human like us as well. But of course, this one was when she was arrested for shoplifting in December 2001. Excuse me. She didn't return her Golden Globe immediately, but kind of all the negative media press around her, she had to. She returned it, quote unquote. Her career did recover. We've seen her in Beetlejuice, of course, but it was a very low point personally for her. And many others have returned Oscars and had to too for reasons as such.
Personal reasons, yeah. Now, there's one guy who had a massive career. He was a very famous actor, George C. Scott. And he was one of the luminaries who said no.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's a brilliant actor. I know you like him as well, Pat, I would imagine. I mean, Patton, 1970 film, absolutely wonderful, and Hustlers as well. But he famously declined. He said in every interview that he thinks the Oscars are absolute nonsense, a two-hour meat parade, he would call them. And it's been going on for years and years, citing all the same reasons that he just felt the rejection of these, I don't know, kind of discomfort and the public surroundings of the Oscars and what they mean.
And this was 1970 when he turned it down, but he also had declined a Best Supporting nomination way back in 1961.
That's right. And Goldie Hawn actually was the one that opened the envelope, and to everybody's amusement and surprise, they kept still nominating him, and of course he won as well, but never ever accepted it. So it's kind of a precedence, do you not think, for actors and filmmakers to, I suppose, denounce an anti-establishment approach to Hollywood and what that culture is. But here's a little clip from him talking about his take on the Oscars.
Was it in 1962 you told the Academy of Arts and Sciences, take my name off the list, don't even nominate me for anything? I don't want to be a part of it.
I don't recall a year, but...
But you did it?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, it's an old story. I just never wanted to be involved in that part of the business. That, just not my bag.
No value to it for you?
I don't think so. I think it's a detriment, as a matter of fact.
Do you think you ride your laurels when you're given that
many
kind of...
Many people don't agree with
it. Yeah, many people.
Now, other famous people, Charlie Chaplin, an honorary Oscar in 1972.
Yes, that's right. Of course, it wasn't technically returned, but he was long snubbed by the Academy due to his kind of political leanings and the exile during the McCarthy era. He was years and years overlooked, but the Academy gave him this honorary Oscar. But the act of awarding him was more about the recognition for all the missed time. I mean, many, many actors have disdain towards the Oscars and the Academy Awards. Even the great, Welsh actor, I've forgotten his name, Richard Burton, sorry, it's burnt in my head there. He had such a kind of disdain about actors being pitted against each other. And of course, Elizabeth Taylor as well. She didn't turn up for a lot of the Oscars either, as did Katharine Hepburn. They hated it.
Roman Polanski, now he was a very controversial figure.
Yes.
And he was exiled for quite a while.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyone that knows about the Roman Polanski story knows that, of course, he had a warrant for his arrest in the United States. But, you know, it's interesting to say, because even though he never physically returned his Oscar, which he won in 1978, he won Best Director for The Pianist in 2002 as well. It was, of course, all the conviction of unlawful... sexual liaisons with a minor in 1978, and he fled the United States. But people were very, very angry about him winning The Pianist in 2002. And of course, he wasn't there to accept it. But I think the issue remains that people like to see people getting Oscars, but what's it going to mean for the Oscars moving forward? Mm-hmm. We don't know.
Now, moving to a Brit Award and turned down by the late Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah, Sinead O'Connor, she made headlines during this acceptance speech. Everybody knows that she protested against the music industry and the exploitation of artists. And she famously tore up the picture of Pope John Paul on Saturday Night Live in 1992 as a protest against the Catholic Church's handling of sexual abuse cases. Now, she didn't return the Brit Award, but here she is talking about awards and why they don't really mean anything and why it's simply just fluff.
I think one of the ways that the industry encourages commercial success and materiality is by having award ceremonies which very much honour those who have achieved material success rather than people who have told the truth or who've done anything to pass information to people or to inspire people or to, you know, just be truthful about anything, you know what I mean?
And that's Sinead O'Connor. And Bono actually had a problem with the IFTAs.
That's right, yeah. No, it's powerful stuff. I think everybody should be, you know, speaking their truth. Bono Award, he received a special achievement award at the Irish Film and Television Academy, but he, he's an outspoken advocate of human rights and global political causes, and he turned it down in protest against the Irish government's policies, especially their stance on the Iraq war. So there you have it. He said no, thank you.
Now, Mick Jagger, not thought of an actor so much as a singer, but he did have a few notable acting performances, and he turned down a BAFTA.
He did turn down a BAFTA in 1972 because, you know, the British establishment, the kind of political nature of the awards, he wasn't in agreement with them. But it's funny when we look at Sinead O'Connor, whose career was affected very much, you know, after her ripping up and her kind of stance on the award ceremony. And then you look at Mick Jagger and he's a soaring career. So I don't know whether there's an element of sexism there as well. But I mean, you could talk that through. Emma Thompson refused a BAFTA as well for The Remains of the Day. She didn't like the idea of, you know, what they were doing in terms of the female stance and the role of women in the film industry. Many others have taken a political flag in the sand about what they believe is right and what they don't believe.
Well,
is right.
Lisa, it'll be interesting. Will we have an Oscars ceremony? I certainly believe it'll be downsized.
Oh, yes.
If it's to happen at all.
Well, they are talking about maybe doing a telethon. Rosanna Arquette, as I mentioned, and Sharon Stone are saying, let's donate money, let's raise money. So let's see what they do. They're going to have to do something very special and unique this year.
There's a lot of people in Hollywood who could write a lot of big checks.
They could indeed. Absolutely.
Lisa Cannon, TV host, executive producer of Spotlight. Thank you very much for joining.
Green Scene on The Pat Kenny Show with AIB, offering Irish businesses practical knowledge and support to become more sustainable. AIB, for the life you're after.